Hello, families, and welcome to the Thriving Autism Family Show. I'm your host, Crystal Sanford. So happy to be here today. And our topic is autistic adults advancing in the workforce. Now, parents, if you are parenting a child with autism, as we are, as most of us are in our audience, then maybe you haven't thought yet about the workforce for your child, or maybe you have, you know, like me, my daughter is 11. I've been thinking about, you know, what her future will look like since she was diagnosed at 3.5. But if you are in need of some hope, inspiration, and some guidance, then we have a wonderful guest today, Garrett Hoff, who will help us dive into this topic. How are you, Garrett, today?
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Crystal. It's great to be here. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of the work you're doing and so excited to just be here and connect with the autism community and other autistic folks and families.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So glad again to have you. And you won't know this, but I can remember, you know, I'm sure people have said this. I remember, Garrett, when you were a little boy. and we're going to talk a little bit about the wonderful program that Garrett and his family have begun, many years ago now in San Diego, California, which, you know, it's branched out, you know, very far and has reached out its hands to reach so many people. I think we started coming to your group and to your foundation when my daughter was maybe about 5 and now she's 11. So, you know, we've just loved participating, the support you guys have, the free events, the mentoring, it's just amazing. So thank you to you and your family.
Oh, no, thank you. You know, this is something that, and I know my parents believe this just as much as I do. ATPF is an organization by the community and for the community. We wouldn't be here and we wouldn't have been able to do all the things that we did if not for our families being a source of light and a source of support over these past almost 20 years. Actually, yeah, we're hitting on 20 years now. It's remarkable. I've even said this in essays that I've written like for school and those types of things. Growing up as a part of ATPF is like growing up with a sibling. And so it's been such an amazing blessing to have this meaningful sibling and this meaningful community and see it grow and see it blossom in the way it has.
Well, wonderful. Well, we're going to dive in, but I want to officially introduce you and who you are to the parents who are listening. And also parents, again, this is Thriving Autism Families. And our topic today is autistic adults advancing in the workforce. In our show, we strive to offer insight, humor, and hope along your autism parenting journey. And again, I'm your host, Crystal Sanford, special education advocate, speech pathologist, and autism mom. Always know that the information that is shared is for your informational purposes only. If you're in need of legal or medical advice, please do contact a professional in that area. And then also know that our show is sponsored by the Sanford Autism Advocacy Group, where we get you, parents, because we are you, and we help to advocate alongside you in the IEP process. So again, Garrett Hoff, he is the founding director of the Autism Tree Project Foundation's Autism Advance Program, where he volunteers his time to help autistic individuals advance in the workforce, whether that may be through academic or professional pursuits. Garrett graduated summa cum laude from George Washington University with a Bachelor's of Arts in Political Communication in May 2021, and he's currently working in the Conflicts Department of American Law's top 100 law firm. He is planning on going into law school this fall, and he's already received over $650,000 worth of scholarship offers. In Garrett's almost 15 years of involvement with the Autism Tree Project Foundation, he served first as a volunteer and later as an employee, and he's directly raised over $60,000. He's founded ATPF's intern and young volunteer program, and he's assisted in the execution and planning of over 225 events for individuals on the autism spectrum and their families. So, you know, Garrett, everyone isn't as blessed to have been able to participate or know about ATPF. Can you just give us a little explanation about what ATPF is?
Absolutely. So the ATPF stands for the Autism Tree Project Foundation. The meaning behind that name is every family tree has somebody with autism. And we are an organization. It was founded by my parents, but really it was founded by the community. And to give a little bit of background, my parents both work in healthcare. And so when I was diagnosed at 2 years and 9 months, about 20 years ago, there was, you know, it was such a process. It was a 9 month long process. It was going to every, you know, every office that could potentially provide insight in Southern California, going to UC Irvine, UCLA, you know, even, and that's an hour and a half, you know, just one way, not to mention all the places in San Diego. And it led them to think of this question of, okay, if it took us 9 months and we're two people who are well-connected in healthcare,
Wow. What
is it like for a family that doesn't have those connections, that doesn't have this information?
Yeah.
And so that's where things really started. And since then, over the past 20 years, we've really grown to have over 20 free programs for individuals on the autism spectrum at every age. And their families. And we've also screened over 10,000 Head Start, 10,000 preschoolers, many of which participating in a Head Start preschool, federal low-income preschools, you know, to help try and get that information out there early. And help families get the resources and get the information. One thing that I really believe, and it's something that's definitely motivated a lot of my personal goals, is with autism, a lot of times you're dealing with all of these almost to say faceless bureaucracies, uncaring. To get something, to get what you need, you have to fight so hard and so long.
Wow.
And it was really, we really believe in being that familial space, to be that space where there is a person you can talk to, where you can feel supported, where you aren't being asked for anything. And that's something that's guided all of our programs, and guided the community that we built in San Diego. We've had some great partnerships. We've had over a decade long partnership with the USD football team and the USD baseball team. We've had longstanding partnerships with the San Diego Padres, the city fire department. We do a Bridge to the Beach program where we bring families out, to the beach and have San Diego Junior lifeguards there. Taking them through water exercises. We care a lot about getting families out into the community, because we know how hard it can be to get out and to connect. It's not an easy thing. We don't take it for granted, and we never will.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, personally, we have just benefited from so much of this support and these programs. You know, my kids have been in the summer at the beach program for many years. They love it. They look forward to it every summer. And so many of the other programs, the parent mentoring, so much of what you guys do, Christmas time. I mean, just it's wonderful. And parents, if you're listening and you're in the Southern California area, definitely reach out. Even if you're not and you want to see if maybe something like this can, there can be a connection where you live, you know, definitely look into ATPF to see, you know, what that can look like for you. So, I mean, Garrett, we could spend the whole show talking just about ATPF in general, because it's so amazing. But I'd love to dive into you now as an adult, right? I mean, your parents, you know, they did the hard work early on, and you're right. It takes so much sometimes just to get the ball rolling. But, you know, that effort and that intention has led to, I'm going to imagine, led to where you are, being where you are. Tell us a little bit about where you are now, and in our topic being the workforce, what have been some of the struggles when it comes to the workforce?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I think the big overwhelming thing I want to say it is a journey. I currently work for one of the largest law firms in the world. I'm based out of Washington, D.C. I live in D.C. I rent my own apartment. I pay for it. I can afford my own apartment.
Well, just stop right there, right? Because parents are like, what? Will they ever leave my house and my couch? Like, it's possible. And I got to go back because we talked about this earlier, Garrett. I'm sorry to stop you. But, you said something, and I didn't say it in your bio, but when you were first identified as being autistic, the prognosis, which of the two? Anyway, what wasn't very bright, I want to say. I mean, you didn't have a lot of words at that time. And who would have suspected that you would now be on the track to become an attorney?
Yeah, I mean, again, I have been very, very blessed to have parents who were absolute warriors and went all in. The prognosis was not exactly great when things first kicked off. You know, I think it was obvious that I had a lot to say, even though I didn't quite exactly have the independent language to say it. I was echolalic for probably about a year, and it was only through an intense regimen of speech, occupational and music therapy, among others, and ABA and a whole, you know, coordinated attack, for lack of a better word, over, you know, a substantial period of time to get to that point. And it, you know, and that comes back to the big thing that I'm saying when it gets to the idea of, okay, yeah, I'm here now. It's been such a journey.
Yeah.
From the beginning, though, even in more recent years, it's still a journey when we're talking about getting to this point.
And what does that look like for you on a daily basis as an autistic adult in the workforce? Are there specific struggles that maybe you engage or have experienced that, you know, neurotypicals maybe wouldn't even realize or, you know, not hard for them?
Well, I think it's actually interesting because, well, I think there's a couple of things I should kind of disclaim. One is thank goodness for the EEOC. In that I, you know, as I see it, and when I applied to my job, I did not say anything about being on the spectrum. I personally view it as, unless I think it'll substantially impact, you know, how I perform in my job, I'm not going to mention it. And I don't see it having impacted my performance in my job. Yeah. I think the one thing that I would say in terms of it is in terms of what's been the really big difference in terms of being on the spectrum and working where I work or just being in the workplace, is how I at least have gotten to the point where, you know, I can engage in society in the way that I do, you know, effectively, is it's through observation. It's through connecting. It's about going out and trying again and again and again with the understanding of, okay, you're not going to quite get it right the first time, but eventually you'll get there. And so I think the one thing that is I pay it a lot more attention to, am I getting socialized enough? Am I connecting enough? How am I connecting with my bosses? I think these are things that everybody thinks about. By and large, I one thing that I really believe is that autistic issues are human issues. I realize this is an audio recording. I kind of used air quotes around autistic issues because I don't, they're issues that everybody faces. It's just in terms of what's that priority? What do we focus on a little bit more? I would say the big thing for me is, okay, do I feel like I'm connecting with my coworkers and bosses? That's something I try to be very, very intentional about, and really pay attention to in a way that I don't think my neurotypical colleagues do.
I love that what you just shared, though, because it really is. I mean, someone could just be more of an introvert and they need to more purposefully and intentionally consider, you know, how they're interacting or if they're interacting enough. So autism struggles are everybody's struggles, right? They're just things you may have to focus on a little bit more. I love that. That's a good thing. That we're going to put that as a quote somewhere. Put it on the shirt.